cheese?
Yes, you can eat your cheese. What is your name?
Deacon John Hart.
Okay. And how many years have you been a deacon?
I'm working on 36. This will be my 36th
year. In the Archdiocese of Hartford?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And for you, what was one of the most memorable moments of your ministry?
This one.
This is your fit every year? How many years have you come to this event?
Each moment is memorable for me.
Yeah.
Being a deacon for me has been a hoot.
Really? Did you always want to be in the ministry when you were younger?
Yeah, out of high school, I went into the seminary and became a religious missionary brother.
Oh, cool.
Served on the border of the Dominican Republic in Haiti.
Wow. What year was that?
That would have been from 67 to 71.
Wow, it must have been such a different place then.
Well, those were the years when you had, in Haiti, you had Papa Doc and the Reign of Terror.
Right.
So, yeah,
did you experience some terror there?
Oh, yeah, a lot of good stories.
Well, you must have met some people there. Are you still connected to any of those people?
Yeah, we have a mission station, one both in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. I was assigned to the Dominican Republic, but I spent a few months there in Haiti and got to travel around, see the places that the normal tourists would never be allowed to see.
Right.
And
hang out with some of the families.
Yeah, and travel the whole island, whole part of the island with the superior there who... He used to tell me, he says, now we're going to go on a trip. He says, on the outside of each village, there's going to be a police station. He says, and when we come to the police station, you don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut. He said, because the only way that we're going to be able to get by them is because I know them.
Right.
And they know me. So we did this and whatnot.
And they had guns and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were there to, they used to call them crowd control. So then I finally got to the north side of the island. Up there, Cape Ayashen. And we had a house up there. So they put me up, gave me dinner, and put me up for the night, and I woke up the next morning, and they said, did you sleep well? I said, yeah, I slept very well. He says, the gunfire didn't keep you up? I says, what gunfire?
Wow.
They said, well, the president had got a word that there were 8 different citizens who were complaining against him, so he had them all marched out to the seacoast and the machine gunned them last night.
Oh my God.
That's the Reign of Terror.
Yeah.
And then I stayed there for a couple weeks. And so Superior says to me when he's bringing me back to the airport to leave, he said, when you go to the airport, while you're waiting for your boarding pass, there's going to be local reporters there who are going to come up and want to ask you how your stay was here. If you ever want to come back here, you tell them about how wonderful it was, how you love the people,
right,
and the country is beautiful.
Right.
And sure enough, they came up and they did as you're doing now.
Right.
And so then I left.
Good, you?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, you?
Well, I'm still around.
Good. What's happening?
He's being interviewed.
I'm doing an interview here.
Just a minute or two.
It's one of the few times in my 36 years of ministry that anyone has bothered to even think that what I had to say was interesting.
Okay.
I don't think that's true.
But anyway, a couple of weeks after I had left the country, my superior there, who I stayed with, sent me a newspaper clipping. And what it was, they printed it in the newspaper. It was a record of everything I did from the time I arrived until the time I left.
Wow.
The people I saw, the places I went, how long I stayed there, what I said.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, you didn't say anything very bad. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be here. You've been with the other guys out on the shore.
Well, you learned.
Yeah.
So that was my experience in Haiti, Dominican Republic. We were just with very poor people.
Right.
Our missionary society, our mission statement said that we went to the poorest of the poor.
Right.
So,
well, thank you for doing that, and thanks for telling us that story today. I'm going to continue on to the next person, but...